It literally says octopus montage, though.
Okay, like, whomst the fuck?
I don't know. It's like, what's new? It's what's new Scooby-Doo octopus montage.
Okay, they need to fuck off because Simple Plan sings that song.
I think they covered it. What? I wonder what it sounds like.
Okay, let's play it.
I mean, it kind of sounds like the Simple Plan one, but it's not as fun. It doesn't slap as hard.
Yeah, I feel like it doesn't.
I feel like I've been doing that a lot lately. I've been because when I sent you that that theme song for, what is it?
For the anime?
Yeah, for Overlord. Yeah. I like tried to find it on Spotify, and it's not on here. Like, it's by an actual Japanese band, but I can't find it. Like, it's only on YouTube, which is weird.
Oh, that sucks, because I was going to say, we should make a Spotify playlist of anime songs that slap, and then share it with our devoted fan base.
Yes, I agree. But, I mean, at this point, it's just got to be Lark and Seal, because I think that's the only one that's on there.
Probably. I have to still find those ones from Bleach that I said I was going to find, and I never did, because I don't do things that I say I'm going to do.
Yeah, I actually encountered one on Tungle last night.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Well, I've been seeing that as the new thing that people are calling it.
Oh, it's been called that for a while, I think.
Love it.
Tungle. I love that one.
Tungle.hellsite.
Tungle.hell.
So funny. Welcome back to It's 2 a.m.
Welcome.
I'm Chad.
I'm Grace.
Today's topic is going to be nostalgia cartoons.
Woo!
If you couldn't tell from our intro about What's New Scooby-Doo.
Yep.
Which is awesome.
Yep.
I actually went and saw... I saw Simple Plan in concert recently.
Did they play that?
No, unfortunately. And they weren't taking requests. So I couldn't just... shout, What's New Scooby-Doo?
Oh, that would be the best.
They did play Welcome to My Life, which,
that's,
you know,
a good one.
Yeah, I wish it was raining that day. I could have just stood out in the rain.
Ugh, like DW.
Yeah, exactly. That's the song in my mind that plays during that scene. Also, Come Clean by Hilary Duff.
Well, yeah, that's the obvious one.
Yeah.
So where are we starting with this? Because we have a lot.
Yeah, we should just go ahead and start with Scooby-Doo since we're already talking about it.
Like it.
So, I know I've watched several iterations of Scooby-Doo.
I watched the OG one a lot.
I did too, because I remember there were several episodes where the Globetrotters would be there.
Oh, yeah. They did a couple of those.
A couple. I feel like the Globetrotters were there, like, almost every other episode.
No. It was, like, a couple.
I feel like the Mystery Machine, they were probably stalking the Globetrotters. That's what it was.
Probably. I remember I had a couple of a couple sets of it on VHS, for sure. There's one episode that the villain is like these green ghosts, and the way that they laugh in the episode will forever stick with me. There's something about like the way that they like they had this like ghoulish laugh that they did, and like for some reason that stuck with me.
I think what always used to blow my mind is the theatrics that these villains would go through to get away with their crime. They're like,
oh yeah,
I'm not just going to steal stuff, I'm also going to dress up and put out a fog machine and several lighting kits and like a zip line, and I'm just gonna fly through the air like, woo!
Well, it was the 60s or the 70s, and you know,
back then you had to get elaborate with your crimes.
I guess so, because you didn't have, like, you know, they didn't have, like, the same technology, and so I feel like to do, like, physical crimes, it was, like, much more elaborate.
Yeah.
That's what I'm gonna go with.
What's interesting is they never had a death in Scooby-Doo.
They never what?
They didn't have death in Scooby-Doo, did they?
It was a children's show.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if you're gonna commit a crime, you usually kill somebody.
No. It was always like, they stole a bag of money and buried it in some mud. I think that was really an episode where they, like, somebody stole, like, a bank truck, and then it was, like, and it ended up in, like, a mud pit. I don't, yeah.
I love it. That's so stupid. What dumb crimes.
Or it was like, oh, something's haunting this house, but really, it's the guy who lived here. Like, okay, yeah.
Such fun stuff. The 70s seemed like so much fun. To be a traveling detective.
True. Yeah, I wanted to be one of them. I think when I was little, I was like, oh, that's what I want to do with my life.
Travel around and solve crime.
Travel around, get high with my dog, and solve some crimes. Yeah.
It does seem like a good career goal.
Yeah, right?
I don't know how one would go about it, though.
Yeah.
Other than just buying a van and saying you're a detective and just driving around.
I'll get away with that now. So my thing with Scooby-Doo is, like, why hasn't there been, like, a modern live-action show? Like, why haven't we gotten that? I know we had that stupid TV movie with Hayley Kiyoko.
I was about to say that.
And I know that we had the iconic live-action movies back in the day.
With all of the iconic actors.
Yes, but why haven't we gotten, like, a TV show that's, like, a live-action update? Because that and Nancy Drew, we need them.
I feel like a Nancy Drew show would fare well, especially someplace like Nickelodeon or something, because they do okay teen shows.
But honestly, I know you and I have talked about this before, but it needs to happen.
I think, like, a live-action Scooby-Doo would end up someplace like the CW and then end up a dark version of it. And I don't know if that's what you want.
I would watch the shit out of that.
Really? Like, a dark version of Scooby-Doo?
Yes. Like, 100%.
Okay, well, CW, I've got an idea for you.
Fucking producers of Riverdale, get on that right now.
Ugh, that would be hilarious, actually.
Well, they're coming out with Sabrina, aren't they?
Yeah, it's going to be on Netflix in October.
The next logical step.
You might not be wrong. I think, like, since they're rebooting things anyway, it'd be like,
there you go.
Hey, I've got a reboot idea for you. Although,
if it comes out in a year, I will sue because nobody listened to this.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know what the Scooby-Doo people would do, per se. Because, who's it? Hanna-Barbera? Who still own it?
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like they have a tight lock on that. Plus, they keep doing, like, new versions of the cartoons. Like, I keep seeing, like, new versions and, like, with the updated animation or whatever, and I'm like, what's going on?
I know, they just keep making it, and I guess they have an audience for it, which, you know, that's something to be said about Scooby-Doo, is that it's, like, has, in a way, stood the test of time.
Yeah.
Like, there's been all sorts of, you know, new animations of it, and the cinematic
universe of it.
Version. and a TV movie and stuff. So, I guess there is really something to be said about that.
Didn't they do, like, two TV movies, or was it just the one?
I only remember the one with Hayley Kiyoko as Velma, because...
And Robbie Amell as Fred.
Iconic lesbian history. Yes, Robbie Amell. Ah, oh, Robbie Amell. Continues to be himself and a teenager in everything he's ever been in.
That's true. Because you remember that movie we watched together? I think it was The Babysitter. And he was a teenager in that. And you were like, he's been a teenager forever.
He has. He was on fucking Life with Derek as, like, a 16-year-old. And that was, like, 15 years ago.
Probably when he was actually 16.
Maybe. He looks the same, though.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, good for Robbie Amell.
I mean, that's what happens when you're, like, white and unproblematic. You age well.
I guess so.
I mean, look at Anne Hathaway. She's only gotten better.
Very, very true. Very true. Stay in your lane, folks. Stay in your lane.
I know with Scooby-Doo, I also used to watch, like, Up Hup Named Scooby-Doo.
I don't know that I ever watched that one as much. That was the one where they were all kids, right?
Yes. Because they had, like, Cartoon Network had, like, this whole series of cartoons where, like, all of the cartoons were, like, aged down. So they had, like, A Pup Named Scooby-Doo, Tom and Jerry Kids, Tiny Toons.
Oh, right. Okay, Tiny Toons I definitely watched.
Yeah. Also, I never understood... I didn't really understand Tiny Toons because it was supposed to be... I feel like all of the tiny characters were supposed to correlate to an existing cartoon character that we're supposed to already know. But then some of them, I'm like, who are you?
Like, which ones? I don't remember any that I didn't know.
I guess I'm thinking of the green duck just because he was differently colored.
There was a green duck?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Well, anyway, with the pup named Scooby-Doo, I used to love the...
Well, anyway.
With the pup named Scooby-Doo, I used to love the theme song of it because... That's the thing with these Scooby-Doo shows, is they, like, really had great theme songs. It's like, the original was good.
Every single Scooby-Doo theme song slaps, which is also something to be said.
That is true. I think they knew that they had to, like, have a good theme song. Well, especially since the original was really iconic.
Oh, yeah. And true story. So, one of the things I remember the most about the original and that I used to watch it over and over was the music from it, because it was so... Like, it was that, like, really 60s, like, pop, almost like rock pop music. Mm-hmm. It was so good. And when I was in that record store, that, like, used record store, I found a soundtrack to it, like a CD that was, like, Scooby's Snack Tracks or something.
I mean, that's a great name for a CD. So that's good marketing on their behalf.
Scooby Snack Tracks. Yeah, and I bought it, and I still own it, and it's the best thing ever.
Yeah, I was going to say, you had to have bought that.
Yeah, I did. I listened to it for a good while when I had my old car that only played CDs.
Oh, you know what that reminds me of? That reminds me, I still have that vinyl record of Alvin and the Chipmunks' Beatles.
Oh, yeah.
That I haven't listened to. I have to listen to that sometime.
I can't imagine why you haven't listened to it.
It's because it got lost in my vinyl collection. Like, there was something I was looking for. I was looking for Rick Astley the other day, and it took me 10 minutes to find it.
Of course you were just looking for Rick Astley.
Well, sidebar, my aunt came over, and we were talking about Rick Astley for some reason.
Oh, God.
And I was talking, because I think we were talking about him being a one-hit wonder, and I was like, well, he has, like, two songs, because there's the Never Gonna Give You Up song that everyone knows, but then there's also Together Forever, which sounds fairly similar. Okay. So, after listening to that record last week, I was like, okay, I think I get why he's a one-hit wonder, because a lot of his songs sound the same.
Right.
He's very, like, one note. But it's a good note. It's a white guy who can robustly sing. You know, like a Clay Aiken or something.
Right. Also kind of a one-hit wonder, although I can't even name what he's sung.
Me either. I just know him for his face.
Yeah. And he was on Scrubs.
Was he?
He was like, he had a guest spot on Scrubs once. That's what I remember him from. Anyway.
Did you ever watch any of, like, the Scooby movies that they came out with in, like, the, I think it was, like, the mid to late 90s?
Animated ones? I don't think so.
I mean, or maybe it was, like, the late 90s, early 2000s. Because there was, I mean, my favorite was Scooby-Doo and the Witch's Ghost.
Oh, like those, yes, of course.
Yeah. So there was that one and...
Top Island.
Oh, yeah, that was the other one. And then there was another one where they went to, like, Australia or something, right?
That one I don't remember.
Me either. I think I skipped that one because I was like, well, nothing's going to top Scooby-Doo and the Witch's Ghost. Goodbye.
Yeah, I mean, that's the most iconic, for sure. Might be the most iconic Scooby-Doo media? I don't know. Controversial? Thoughts?
Thoughts? I mean, it's my favorite, and it's the only one I ever actively go back and watch. Like, I watched it, like, earlier this year.
Oh.
It's because... I love it because they introduced the Hex Girls in it. And the Hex Girls...
Mm-hmm.
I'm still upset that they're not a real band.
Right.
Because I would definitely go to their concerts. They're like, we're eco-goths.
They would be in my Dark CW reboot.
Oh, that would be so good. Those would be good recurring characters, too.
Mm-hmm. They would be like the Josie and the Pussycats of the Scooby-Doo reboot.
But would be around more than Josie and the Pussycats?
Well, if they're white, yeah, I guess.
Although... they have been doing some really good songs on the show, especially in season 2 when they did that cover of Milkshake.
Oh, yeah, that was so good.
Ugh. I want to play that at, like, my wedding.
My wedding is Riverdale themed.
Someone gets murdered. Someone gets murdered. There's a gang war. Someone also gets shot.
Someone goes to conversion therapy.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a... That would be a great theme for a wedding. Just turn it into a full-on spectacle. It's like, clear your entire day.
Clear your week.
Because I'm about to take you on a journey. It's like a destination wedding, but it's really more of like a wedding event.
Oh my god. It's like the save the date just says clear your schedule.
Clear this specific time. Bring a date if they're adventurous.
Bring a date if you dare.
Well, one of the things I also really loved about Scooby-Doo and the Witch's Ghost was the actual villain. I'm just still talking about it because it's so good. I think it was...
I know, like, this whole episode is going to be Scooby-Doo.
Iconic. One of the other things I loved about Scooby-Doo and the Witch's Ghost was the fact that it was an actual... There was an actual ghost in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Because usually it's like, oh, we're doing this thing and it's all, like, fake things. But it's like, what? There's an actual witch?
Yeah.
It's a witch and an actual ghost?
Well, I think after a while, after they did, like, 7 versions of it, they were like, oh, we should probably actually have some real threatening villains that are not old white guys in masks.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, if we're being real, old white guys...
Yeah.
Are, like, the main villains in real life, too. So good on you, Scooby-Doo, for that.
Yeah. I don't even know if that's an allegory. I think that's just real life.
Yep. Pretty much real life.
But anyway, moving off of Scooby-Doo, because I feel like we've been talking about it forever at this point.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Tom and Jerry, just because I mentioned Tom and Jerry Kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you ever watched it. Did you ever watch that show?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That was another one I had on VHS. So, again, this is a running theme in this podcast about me talking about how I didn't have cable as a child. But Tom and Jerry was one of the ones that I had on VHS. and watched, like, over and over sort of a thing.
Yeah. I used to love Tom and Jerry. Mm-hmm. I think it was literally just, because they never talked, it was just physical humor.
Oh, yeah.
So it was pretty funny. I feel like even as an adult, it's still pretty funny.
Yeah.
Like, it really does stand the test of time.
Yeah, it was, like, classic slapstick humor.
I knew you were going to say slapstick.
Well, it was. They, like, fell into pies and shit.
That is true. Well, fell into pies, hammers, all kinds of dangerous items.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the movie? Like, the Tom and Jerry movie?
No.
Because I used to have that on VHS as a kid. And the weird thing about that movie is Tom and Jerry talk.
I have not seen that, and that sounds like something from my nightmares.
It was just really weird. I guess they were like, well, if we're gonna make a movie, we can't, like, have a full movie of them just, like, not talking.
Right, true. What were their voices like? Did they match?
To an extent. It wasn't, like, how I would have imagined them to sound, but it's, like, in my mind, I didn't imagine them with voices, so it was just weird. I'm like, why are they talking? I don't like this. Also, I didn't even really remember the plot of that movie. I think they were, like, I remember there was a part where they were in, like, a cabin, and the cabin was, like, on fire.
Oh, my God.
And they had to, like, work together to get out of it or something like that. Or, I don't know.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, the plot. It that definitely doesn't stand the test of time, but it did happen.
It sure was a thing that was made.
True. But, I mean, I don't really think there's anything else you can say about Tom and Jerry. It was just
fun. It was a classic.
Yeah, it's just a fun classic.
The classic stamp of, I don't know, approval. I don't know.
The classic stamp of approval. I don't know. I did watch a lot of Cartoon Network when Cartoon Network became part of basic cable. Because mm-hmm. before that, all I would watch was Nickelodeon, because that's the only one that was on basic cable. Mm-hmm. And then Cartoon Network came on the scene, and then Disney soon followed after, because they were just like, hey, we're not getting the numbers that we want.
So what was, what were Disney cartoons? I feel like I didn't watch Disney cartoons as much. I feel like I wasn't a Disney kid. I feel like you were, like, separated, you know? Like Allegiant or whatever that series is.
Yeah.
And you were either a Cartoon Network kid, a Nickelodeon kid, or you were a Disney kid.
Yeah. Because, I mean, growing up, I was definitely a Nick kid, because that's just what we had. Plus, right. they did have, like, some of the best. They had, like, all of the best cartoons in the 90s, I feel. And it's like, and then the late 90s, that's when Cartoon Network started putting out more stuff. But Disney didn't really have very many. They were much about the live action shows.
Yeah, I feel like Disney has some good ones now. But yeah. Like, what was on when we were kids that was Disney?
The only ones I can remember are PB&J Otter, which I told you about. But I was
which I don't recall at all.
Yeah, which I was kind of like a tween when that came on. But I also remember Roly Poly Oly.
I do remember that one. I didn't watch it. I guess I was also a tween.
Yeah. I didn't watch that one either. I just remembered the theme song.
And oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's roly-poly-oly.
I was like, is he going to sing it?
Yeah, but I don't remember the words, because I always say he's small and fat and round, and I'm like, I don't think those are the lyrics.
No, I think you're pretty close.
Yeah, I think it's small and something and round, but it's not fat. Because they wouldn't say that. Or maybe they did, because it was a different time back then.
Yeah, maybe.
You could call people fat, I guess.
Now I'm trying to recall other Disney ones. I guess I just can't.
I think all of them used to come on Playhouse Disney, which was, like, the daytime thing. It was, like, their version of, like, Nick Jr.
Right. I also think at that time in my life, I just wasn't paying attention to, like, what channels were which either. So, like, if there was... I just knew what channel to, like, go to watch a show that I wanted to watch. It wasn't like I was, like, aware of, like...
Networks. Oh,
that's this distribution network.
Like, yeah.
But yeah. I feel like I mostly watched Cartoon Network.
It's...
I mean, I definitely watched the classic 90s Nick shows. But... I feel like I mostly watched Cartoon Network.
Yeah, I did too, because, like, after a certain point, they just had a lot of the stuff where, because they also, like, kind of had those teen, like, those tween cartoons after a certain while, because they had, like, Batman the Animated Series and Batman Beyond and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, Batman Beyond, that was so good.
The weird thing, I was never into Batman as a kid, so, like, I didn't actually watch either of those.
I don't know why, but Batman was my favorite for a long time.
Is it because he always wore black?
Maybe. I think he was my favorite because he was the only one that didn't have actual superpowers. He was just really rich and angsty and had a lot of, like, gadgets.
He had a lot of issues.
Which, like... is relatable, except for the rich part, so...
Yeah. I wonder why we've never talked about the fact that Batman is literally an adult goth.
Yeah.
Everything he has is black. Like, even when he's not dressed up as Batman, he's always walking around in black suits. Yeah.
I agree. Batman Beyond is my favorite Batman, too.
Because Batman's, like, old and curmudgeon-y in that one?
I guess so.
And then...
I don't know. It's just my favorite, like, series of the Batman universe in general.
Also, his young protege was freaking angsty as hell in that, too. And he was basically a goth himself.
He was. But it's just a goth world.
Yeah. Batman is for goths.
Batman is for... Hashtag Batman's. Batman forgot. But what else? What's next on our list? I know we have a lot.
I know. So, since I used to watch a lot of Nickelodeon when I was, like, younger, I did want to talk about some of the ones I watched, which... Alright, and this one I used to watch as a kid, but it is definitely not a show for children, which is Ren and Stimpy.
Yes.
I used to have a VHS of it, and what I used to love about the VHSs from Nickelodeon is they were always orange.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot about that.
That's how you... That was, like, their calling card. It's, like...
That was a very cool thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Nickelodeon had it going on in the 90s, like, marketing-wise and all that. Like, they just knew what the fuck they were doing.
Yeah. I mean, of course, now it's kind of fallen apart, and they're, like, banking on the nostalgia of us kids from then to be all like, oh, I want that stuff.
Yeah.
Which they do. They get it out of me because, I mean, I have a Nickelodeon sweatshirt in my closet that I wore the other day.
You know what I have that's really cool is, I forget where I got it, but years and years and years ago, I might have gotten it at Borders when that still existed. There's this, it was a Nickelodeon art book, and it was like all these, like, cartoons from Nick that were, like, the 90s up to, like, the 2000s, like, you know, old stuff and new stuff. And it was, like, this whole comprehensive, like, art book about the art styles of each cartoon. And it was, like, the covers were, like, filled with, like, a goo, like, slime, basically.
Oh, my God. Do you still have that?
I'm sure I do somewhere. It is the coolest thing I own, probably.
I was going to say, you should probably hide that from me, because if I come to your house, I may walk off with it.
I'm shocked I've never shown it to you. I guess, yeah, I don't, I couldn't tell you where it was right now. I'm sure I still own it, though. It's very, very cool.
I mean, well, you can never find your notebooks, so.
I can never find anything in my goddamn mess of a life, okay? And that's the tea on that.
No, do you know what's really funny is a couple weeks ago when I was in Michael's, I was looking for a sticker book, which, by the way, Michael's doesn't really have sticker books apparently, because I guess those aren't big for kids anymore. Anyway, I did end up finding one. But before I found that, I encountered their coloring book section, because you know the adult coloring books are like huge still. And they had one for Nicktoons. And it was,
Oh,
yeah, it was like a whole book. I almost bought it too, but it was like $20. And I was like, I'm not spending $20 on this for
really?
me to like color it for like 5 minutes and then be like, okay, I'm done.
I'm bored. Yep.
Yeah.
That's my coloring books is I'm like, I get it, but like I do it for like 5 seconds and then it's like, nope.
Yeah. I have a couple of them because I've gotten them as gifts from like Christmas. So I have like a Game of Thrones one and I have one that's like curse words or whatever. And then I also have one that I bought myself that's a not safe for work one.
Oh, I've seen that one. It's
Yeah.
pretty good.
Ugh, I do love that one because I love like adding drawings to the characters to make them look even weirder. So a lot of them are like aliens and shit just because they can do that.
I love it.
What you can do when you used to be an art person. But yeah, I used to watch Ren and Stimpy as a kid, and like as an adult, it's one of those things like when you grow up and then you realize you're like, oh, that's what that was.
Oh yeah, a lot of the cartoons from that era had like a ton of stuff like that.
A ton of dirty jokes.
Rocko's Modern Life had a lot of that.
Ugh, I loved Rocco.
Cow and Chicken had a lot of that.
Yeah. Cow and Chicken was a very much in the vein of like Ren and Stimpy.
Cow and Chicken was terribly, terribly inappropriate on a lot of levels.
I mean, they had a devil who was just running around with his bare ass out all the time, and he would
Yep,
always just like
didn't understand that at all.
me either. I still don't understand.
I don't either. He was just gay and out there, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe that's why we don't like to wear pants.
Queer-coded villains.
Yeah. Who don't wear pants.
Sure.
But yeah, that's funny that you it's funny that you bring up Cow and Chicken because I also used to watch that one. But I didn't like Cow and Chicken was something I kind of like endured. It was something I watched in between shows.
Yeah, I didn't care for it. I did like Rocko's Modern Life for some reason. I really like that one, I enjoyed, but the other ones, like even yeah, Ren and Stimpy didn't, yeah,
I
didn't
don't
do
know. I don't know what it is as a kid that I just latched on to Rocco so much. 'Cause I loved Rocco as a kid. I still love it.
Mm.
'Cause I feel like as an adult and I've grown up, I've seen myself in a lot of the characters, especially like Philbert, who's
That.
he was the turtle
Oh,
who
yeah.
had like the unfortunate life.
Oh, I loved him.
I mean, I'm not getting married to a cat with like a cat doctor with one hand, but you know, that was really weird. She had literally a hook for a hand.
You could.
I hope not.
Still good.
I don't want a hook hand coming at me.
There's a lot of time left in your life, Chad. You still could get married to a cat doctor with one hand.
With one hand.
Yes, no, I agree with you. I also really liked, I liked Rocco, I think, in general. I really liked him. I thought he was.
He was relatable because he lived alone with a dog, and his friend was this cow named Heifer. Which I always thought was funny because I was like, why is his name Heifer? And then I grew up and I found out that a heifer is like a name for a female cow. And I'm like, well, why is that his name? But you know,
He's trans.
yeah, I was gonna say in 2018, he could have been a trans character. Wow, debunking Rocko's Modern Life.
Loves it.
The hidden meanings of your 90s childhood cartoons.
Hidden representation.
Yeah, because his family was Because he was the odd one out in his family, because his family was literally a pack of wolves.
Mm. Oh, that's definitely a queer allegory.
He did have green hair that was, like, only on the top of his head, so he could have had like, an undercut. Mm-hmm. Wow, we're really just finding out so many things today.
I love it.
I know. It's so
good. I want to... at the creator of Rocco's Modern Life. And
is Heifer a trans character?
Watch me like look it up and it's like, oh yeah, that's what it was the whole time.
And we're just the dumb ones who never noticed.
Rocco's gay.
You know.
I mean.
He did live alone with a dog.
Wasn't he in a Hawaiian shirt? Isn't that his like shirt? It was like kind of like a Hawaiian style bowling shirt.
Yeah. It was a cool shirt. Okay. It was a cool shirt with a cool pattern.
Yeah. I own several of those hanging in my closet right now, and I know you do too. So.
I do.
Gay evidence.
Gay evidence. I think one of my favorite episodes, well, I think they did it a couple of times where they, like, went to hell, but they couldn't say hell, so it was just like, welcome to heck.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, the devil or whatever was, like, he wore black, like, but he also wore, like, a hood or something as if he were, like, an executioner. Mm-hmm. And then he had, like, but his head looked like an udder. It was very confusing.
I don't remember this.
I just remember one time he took the hood off and it, like, exposed the little udder things. They just, like, shot out milk. And I was like, what is going on?
Oh my god, no, I don't remember this at all, actually.
And that's what hell is.
Sorry, I just dropped my pen and it flew across the room.
Did you ever?
I don't remember that at all, actually, so.
Really?
Blocked it out, I don't know.
I'm sure you remember the neighbors. The neighbors were the worst. Well, yeah. Mr. Big Head was the worst.
Yeah, they were the worst.
They were funny neighbors, though. I think, honestly, I feel like that show is why I have such a weird relationship in my mind with neighbors. Like, my neighbors that I have now are fine, but I don't actively try and communicate with my neighbors.
I don't know. I think that's just, like, being the age we're at, because I know that my mom knows every single one of our neighbors, and I'm like, I haven't talked to any of these people in the 10 years that we've lived here, and you know all of their names, all of their children's names, where they work, where they go to school.
Yeah, I know none of them. I think, literally, I was cooking in the kitchen earlier, and the doorbell rang, and I told my mom that someone came. Well, she asked me. She was like, who came to the door? And I was just like, I don't know. And she was just like, oh, is it the lady from across the street? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what she looks like.
Yeah. Like, I don't know any of these people. I don't know what they look like, even. And my mom's like, oh, that's so-and-so. They're blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm like, I don't what?
I only know our next door neighbors because my mom is really close with them, and I also know who lives across the street because they're black.
Okay, well, there you go.
That's pretty much the only reason why I know that.
Yeah, that's entirely fair.
Did you ever watch Doug as a kid?
Oh, yeah.
I loved Doug.
Yeah. Doug, I think I caught the sort of like the tail end of watching Doug. Because we had, like, just gotten cable, but Doug was kind of already going off the air, I think. I remember watching it and being like, oh, this is so good, I want to watch more of this, but, like, never being able to because, you know, we weren't at that time of, like, just being able to watch whatever television we wanted at any second of the day.
Yeah.
And also, I was a child, so...
I think,
but yeah, I remember being like, there was something like very romantic about the world of Jug. Like, there was something very like just I mean romantic in the sense of like, you know, like a like an old novel or something. You know what I mean?
Like an like, old novel. Well, I think it was because of some of the like bits they used to do on there, because there was that one. I specifically remember the Liver and Onions episode. Mm-hmm. And like, Doug used to have like a lot of these like fantasy things where he would like daydream this whole scenario or whatever.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that one was like, he was going to a dinner party or whatever, and they were gonna have liver and onions, and he didn't like liver and onions, so he had to get over his like fear or whatever of it. Mm-hmm. And was like, all right, I'm gonna eat liver and onions. But the daydream he had was that he was a knight who was going to like a round table or whatever.
Oh my god.
I have no idea why, but
I do remember that. I think that was one of the things I really liked about, well, I really liked him as a main character because he was like, he was right in that trend of like the male main character who was like just a kind, nice person.
Yeah. Like a genuine nice guy.
Yeah, but not like a nice guy TM, you know, like nice guys now, but like actually a nice guy. You know, like he was very kind, and like Patty was very like kind. Like I felt like there was just like, I don't know, there was a good trend of like, it was like friends being nice to each other kind of a thing.
Yeah. I just love the fact that it. Patty's last name was Mayonnaise.
Yeah, Patty Mayonnaise. What was the Skeeter?
Yeah, but I actually don't remember what his name was. Like, his actual... I think his name was Skeeter something really stupid. Like, his last name was, like, Skeetofsky or something.
Oh, really? I thought it was, like... Wait, what was Doug's last name?
Funny.
Oh, that's right. I thought Skeeter was, like... Jones. I thought he was like Skeeter Jones or like something really normal.
Actually, I think it was something like that.
Yeah, it was like really normal, but then his name was also Skeeter.
Yeah.
You know who I was obsessed with? Was it the sister?
I knew you were gonna say that. I was literally about to bring her up. I was about to say I loved Judy.
That was her name, Judy. Oh my god.
She was so dramatic.
I think she's, like, one of those characters that's, like, if you were weirdly fixated on her, you're gay now.
Well, she was a drama kid with an undercut who wore a beret and sunglasses.
She was too cool for school. I loved her.
Yeah. I love the fact that... No, what's funny is I remember... Some of the scenes with Judy I remember specifically were the ones where she was the most dramatic, like... The one where she was trying to help Doug get over his liver and onions thing, and then she was trying to help him do, like, that, you know, that weird thing that actors or improv people do where they're all like, now act this out, and they're like, they were laying on the floor and pretending to be liver and onions and sizzling in a pan.
Yeah.
She was just like, shh, I'm sizzling. Oh. So great, classic.
Oh, that we're calling out improv.
It's much like how I call out how I don't like Friends. I just like to throw it out there casually.
Oh yeah. Too cool for Friends. Too cool for improv. Yeah. No, I loved her. She was the best character, probably.
There are some really good one-liners that she had, but of course I can't remember any of them right now.
Great lead-in. You're like, there were some great ones. Anyway.
Just go look them up. That's it.
Just go, hey, Google it. Don't make us do that for you, okay? Just fucking...
Yeah. All right? Travel down your own nostalgia.
Yeah. So, fuck off.
I also love the fact that they had that band, The Beats.
Yes. The Beats.
And they had that song, Killer Tofu. I still remember that song to this day.
I don't remember that, but that's so funny.
Oh, it used to be like, how's it go? It was like, are you Killer Tofu? It's so stupid.
That's song number two for you on this episode.
Yeah. We're really just traveling down memory lane with music.
Love it. Chad's going to do a musical performance at the end of the ep. So stay tuned for that.
It's going to be off key, just like Katy Perry.
Katy Perry. Wow.
No, it was a joke. Don't come and find me, Katy Katz.
Katy Katz. Who is a fan of her anymore? Come on.
We don't want to get attacked.
I would like to know. If you're a fan of Katy Perry, like genuinely you're a fan of her and you stan her, please tweet at me. Please explain to me. I don't think she's a bad person. I just don't get it.
I don't get it. Grace is inviting this. So, moving on.
Well, yeah, movingon.org. The thing that I was going to say is the, like, following the trend of, like, nice protagonists, the ultimate one for me is definitely Arnold from Hey Arnold.
Ugh, he was the nicest.
He was just the nicest.
Okay. And, like, yeah. I don't know why I immediately just started laughing, but it was, I think it's because we were talking about how nice he was, and then I immediately thought about Lila and how he liked her, and then she was just like, I don't like you. And then his special cousin came along, Arnie, who had the weird blinking thing, like one eye would blink and then the other one would, mm-hmm. and she loved him. Mm-hmm. And I remember being just like Arnold, and she was just like, oh, I like him. I want him to be my boyfriend. And I was right there with Arnold being like, why? Are you insane?
I feel like Lila was definitely like somebody's, like based off of somebody's childhood crush who didn't like them back. Like Lila.
Oh, like absolutely.
The ultimate, like, I like her, and I'm the nicest guy in school, but she doesn't like me for some reason. Ah! It's like, well, sometimes girls just don't like you.
Yeah, that's just the way the cookie crumbles.
It be like that, bro.
Sometimes they like your weird cousin.
That's that on that.
Yeah. Well, she was also, like, wasn't she, like, an actual hick or something?
Lila?
Well, yeah, she's, because she had, like, the pigtails and stuff. Like, she was supposed to be, like,
I don't know if she was a hick.
No, I think that was, like, well, she wasn't a hick, like, Stinky. His name wasn't Stinky, I don't think. The guy with the big nose.
Yeah, Stinky.
Okay. No, he was an actual hick.
I don't know if they were hick. Well, I guess he did have an accent. I'm just trying to think, like, I think, because they all lived in the city.
Yeah, but there were a couple of them who were, like, they lived in the city, but they didn't live in, like, the good part of the city.
No, and that was actually one of the best things about that show is, like, they went to, like, what was, like, PS 138 or something like that, right? It was, like,
yeah, I think so.
It was, like, an urban school. Like, yeah. It was city public school, which was, like, I mean, they would take public transport to places. And there was, like, that one episode where they were trying to play baseball, and they, like, couldn't find a place.
Oh, yeah, and they found that one lot.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is so, like, this is the representation we need of, like, these, like, city kids just trying to make it work, trying to have fun, trying to be kids.
Yeah, but, and like, playing in the street and being like, car!
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah.
One of my favorite things about that
show. Throwing rocks.
Yeah, one of my favorite things about that show was the urban legends that they would do.
Yes.
I loved those.
Yes.
Like, there was that one where they went. Do you remember that one where they went to the island?
No.
Like, there was one where they literally. There used to be so many episodes where they would just, like, sneak out and do stuff, and you're just like, this is dangerous. You guys are literally traveling, not going somewhere in your neighborhood. It's just like, all right, so we're going to sneak out, we're going to get on this boat, we're going to go to this island. It's like, that's dangerous.
I feel like it wasn't even sneaking. I feel like they were just like, bye.
Because that's
and
what
all
it
their
is.
Parents like were like blue collar workers, so like
they were all passed. They were all passed out anyway.
Yeah.
Ugh. Like Helga's mom. I used to love that about her.
Oh my god. Oh, Helga's mom. Such a mess.
She was like a full on alcoholic. I think the weirdest thing is I think as a kid I kind of picked up on that, but I didn't know to what extent she was an alcoholic.
Exactly, yeah. No, she was messed up. Helga though is like my fave because watching her as a kid I was like, I am Helga, and as an adult I'm like, oh yes, I am Helga still.
Still.
I am 100%, that is me.
I love that episode where she actually went to therapy. And she was, like, telling the therapist her whole life. And I'm just like, she has the most upsetting backstory.
I love her.
Like, she just walked to kindergarten by herself.
yeah. Entirely relatable. No, I took the bus. I love Helga. I also, the grandma.
Oh, I love the grandma. I feel like the grandma is who I aspire to be as an older individual.
100%. She's the best. There's that one line where he like comes home and he's like, grandma? And the grandpa's like, she's still in jail.
She was just always doing stuff. It's like, she was
wilding out.
She was definitely a character who you could tell when she was younger, she was one of those protesters who would just get arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with that one episode where they broke into the zoo to steal that turtle.
Oh my god, yeah, that was so funny.
Yeah, I swear Arnold asked her, he was just like, do you have a license? And then she just kept laughing. Just laughing and driving.
For some reason, I feel like that was a running gag where she, like, didn't actually have a driver's license or something.
It might have been.
Something like that. Or, like, she, like, it got taken away from her. Like, there was, like, an underlying, like, there was, like, subtext of that it got taken away from her, basically. Like.
Yeah. You know, again, relatable content.
Yeah, entirely relatable.
As an old woman, I also aspire to be that way.
Yeah. As the old woman that I am now.
So, I guess we should probably get away from Nick, because we've been talking about Nick for a while.
Yeah.
We should at least do another show from Cartoon Network. So, or even better, let's go, like, completely left and do Shaolin Showdown.
Okay. I obsessed unhealthily over that show for a while. I had it on DVD.
I did not.
I think I had season one on DVD, but that's all I could ever find of it on DVD. I don't think the rest ever actually came out.
I don't either, now that you mention it. See, the thing about Shaolin Showdown is that was one of those shows that they used to put on Saturday mornings, and you had to actually get up to watch it.
Yep.
And even as a child, I did not want to get up in the morning. So, I had to force myself awake.
True.
To watch it.
Same. And I feel like there was also, because I saw a lot of the episodes, I think there was also another time that it started playing, like, regularly that wasn't just Saturday mornings. Because that's definitely when I was, like, exposed to it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there was definitely another time it started playing. Because I saw, like, I've seen a lot of it.
I have, too. But I feel like every time I thought I was watching a new episode, it was just a rerun.
Yeah, maybe.
Because I never got to see all of the Shaolin items.
I don't think I ever did either. I can't remember how far I actually got. I definitely didn't finish it. I think I got to the part where, like, who was, Dashi, the guy that they were, like, the, like, really old, like, Shaolin master that they all, like, aspired to be, and,
Oh, the guy who actually ran the temple?
Yeah. He, like...
Wasn't there an episode where he, like, died or something?
No, Dashi was the, maybe. I'm getting the characters confused now. Is Dashi the old guy?
I think so. I don't remember. I don't remember who the old guy is. I just remember Wooya and Jack Spicer as the villains. But then there was another villain.
Dashi was the dragon.
Oh, was he? I always forget what his name was. I just remembered. Yeah, his name. That was the dragon.
He was, like, the soul of, like, some old Shaolin master that was, like, now in the, like, body of a small dragon thing, I think, is what his story was.
But he could also grow to the size of, like, a huge dragon.
Yes, yeah.
No, actually, I think there was an old guy there who's Master Dashi. Whatever, we're not fact-checking. We do not remember this show well enough.
I don't remember.
We do not remember this well enough to be talking about
it. I like how I prefaced this with, like, oh yeah, I was really into that show, and now I can't fucking remember anyone's name.
I remember Kimiko.
Yeah, Kimiko was iconic. She was definitely my favorite, like, 100%. Omi was the little guy. Raimundo was the Hispanic one, and...
the Hispanic one.
Clay, and Clay was the...
Oh, yeah, I couldn't remember. I was like, who was the cowboy?
Clay.
Yeah, because they all were supposed to represent elements or whatever.
Which, to me, was the coolest part about their, like, powers, was that they were each, like, an element.
Yeah. I agree. That was really cool. Also, the Shaolin items. Oh, and when they would do the Shaolin showdowns, it would always turn into some kind of weird thing.
Yep.
Like, some kind of weird competition.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And it was always, like, a puzzle or a maze or, like, you had to figure something out or something, like...
Yeah. Very, like, Chinese in origin.
Yeah. I think you could probably argue that it was... a little bit problematic and appropriating at some points, like, because I don't even know, like, what Omi was supposed to be. Like, was he human? He was he just was like a little orb head. I don't know, like a little orb child.
Yeah, and I think they introduced another character who looked similar to him later on.
Yeah, they might have.
And he was, like, Omi's competition. Because Omi was a monk.
Yeah, but he looked like a fucking Dragon Ball.
That is true, because he had, like, the fucking 9 dots on his head.
Yeah, he had dots on his
head. Yeah, I think those 9 dots were supposed to represent something, though. It's, like, his dedication to being a monk, or the Shaolin way, or something like that.
Maybe. I just remember... Well, I do remember Jack and Wooya, because they talk about queer-coded villains. They were iconic.
Iconic. Woola woola melama solidarity.
Woola woola melama. And Jack was also, like, that amazing trope of a bumbling villain who, like, couldn't really get it right most of the time. But then when he did, it was, like...
catastrophic.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they introduced that other villain later on who was, like, 10 times worse.
There were a couple other villains. There was... Oh, my God, there was that cat girl. Do you remember her? Do you remember the cat girl?
No.
Oh, my God, she was, like... Jack's cousin or something stupid, and she was like, because his parents were like really wealthy, and that's how he got all of this, like, technology. And, like, she was either, like, his cousin or, like, his parents' friend's daughter or something like that. Like, they knew each other. And, like, her name was Ashley.
How do I not remember her? See, now I'm going to have to look it up.
She was so funny. He, like, hated her. And, like, she dressed up in a cat suit, and she was one of the villains.
I vaguely remember that.
She was so funny. Because her name, her, like, villain name was something stupid, like some pun. And he just called her Ashley, and it was really funny. But you know what I do remember being iconic was when Wuya changed back into her, like, human form. Like, she was always that, like, ghost orb thing.
And yeah, I don't remember what her human form looked like.
She had, like, red hair, and she wore, like, a dress.
Oh.
She was very demon-looking.
Oh, yeah, okay, I did just look up Ashley, and I do remember her. Her name was Catnappe.
Catnappe!
I love bad puns like that. It's so funny.
Catnappe. And I remember they all, like, were like, what is that name?
Wasn't she, like, Kimiko's main, person counterpart?
Probably, because they like to pit women against each other.
True. Wait, did this come on Disney XD at some point?
Yeah, I think it did, because it was WB.
And they changed the animation?
They did.
I don't know. This looks... I don't know. I'm going to have to delve further into this later on. But
I don't remember that. But I know that there were later seasons that I didn't watch, so...
Yeah, that's the thing is I'm like... I thought the... Because one casual thing that used to happen a lot with children's cartoons is they would just cancel them and no one would know.
Yep.
Because, I mean, the internet wasn't big back then, so we didn't really fucking know... Like, you
it
couldn't,
was,
like...
not of the same... Like, we weren't, as children, we weren't, like, looking up, did my favorite show get canceled? We didn't know what that was.
Well, they also used... They didn't used to put the information up like that online, I feel.
Yeah, I mean, they might have, but, like, not at the same scale and awareness that we have now.
Yeah.
I also really remember shipping Kimiko and Raimundo, I think. That's my big ship from that show.
I think that was, like a big one. Also, I remember that show had, like, a lot of continuity in it. Because
it did. They did really well with continuity.
Yeah, because they had, like, Raimundo who would, like, or who... kind of betrayed them at one point and was just like, I'm gonna go be bad because I wanna whatever I want.
Oh, yeah, he would be, like, emo every couple of episodes. And they'd all be like, fuck off.
Well, it was basically him just being like, I wanna do what I want. And they're like, no, we have to follow the Shaolin way. And he's like, well, I'm gonna steal these items and leave.
Well, he was Wind, right? That was his element. So I think it was like, oh, winds can change, like, you know, like...
Yeah.
Shifting winds, they change so easily, like, that kind of a thing. So I think it was, like, part of his, like, temperament thing, because they all very much embodied their, like, temperament, their element.
True, because Kimiko had, like, a short temper.
Oh, she was, like, so hot-headed.
And then Clay was just very stubborn.
Kimiko's outfits were also iconic because her, every time they would dress down, like every time they weren't in their like robes and stuff, she was in a different outfit and hair.
Yeah, she was the only one who would change that frequently.
Yeah,
and
the
I
rest
loved
of them
that.
All look the same constantly. Omi was always in his robes.
Yeah.
But she changed every single time and it was great.
God bless.
God bless.
Iconic. Exactly, I was about to say that. Fashion icons from my childhood.
Yep.
Mimi from Digimon. Kimiko from Shaolin Showdown.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that's pretty much everything from Shaolin Showdown that I can remember. Because it's not like Jackie Chan Adventures that went on for, like, ever felt like...
I loved that show too.
Oh, I did too. But I feel like there were, because like once they got, like in Jackie Chan Adventures, once they got past like the talisman, they got to, I think it was like masks or something, because they were like Oni masks.
I don't remember that at all.
I don't remember. Like, because it just kept progressing, where it was just like, first there was the talisman issue, and then they figured that out, and then there was another thing with the masks, and then that was like, the villain for that one was like even worse. And Toru became like part of their team and also studied under the grandfather.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. I do remember that.
I do. I loved that. When Toru turned to the good side, I loved that.
I love that there was like a phase of like children's cartoons that were all like Chinese.
Asian themed.
Yeah, they were like vaguely Asian. Like, remember, oh, fuck, what was that show? It was like Jake Long, the dragon.
I loved American Dragon, Jake Long.
That's the one.
Okay, but the most iconic thing that everyone who loves that show remembers is when they just switched animation styles and everyone hates it.
Yeah, I think I had stopped watching by that point, but I do remember it happening because it was pretty bad.
Yeah, because it was like a very abrupt shift. It just went, there was one season, they literally just changed animation styles in between seasons, and it came back and people were like, this is not what American Dragon looks like. What happened?
Yeah, they just like fired their entire animation team.
Who does that? Like, why would why would they do that? They're like, you know what? Let's just switch the animation style.
Yeah.
I mean, they kind of did the same thing with Dexter, but...
Did they?
With Dexter's Lab? Yeah.
Again, I had probably stopped watching it at that point.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, once they switched the animation style for Jake Long, I just completely stopped watching it.
Yeah. It's like Felicity.
What? Like the show Felicity?
When Carrie Russell got her hair cut really short, and then everyone was like, we don't like this.
You're not Felicity. Who is this person? That's really funny.
That's exactly what it was like.
God bless. I feel like that's like an interesting thing I do remember from my childhood. It's like a lot of the cartoons were a lot more racially inclusive, I feel. Or at least we're trying to be.
Well, it was like, were you and I having this conversation where we were talking about 90s shows and like how it would be like one person from every race kind of a thing. And it was like, they were obviously trying, but at least it was diverse.
Yeah. I think we were talking about that.
I feel like it was, yeah.
Because I remember saying like how I remember being younger and like, there were all these shows like Rocket Power, which were like Hawaiian. They were based in Hawaii.
Oh, loved Rocket Power.
Yeah. And then there was, of course, these are live action shows, but like Taina, which was on Nickelodeon. And then they also had The Brothers Garcia. Mm-hmm. So they were like trying to be more racially inclusive and shit. And now I feel like it's kind of gone the opposite direction.
I don't know. It's, well, I don't think it's gone the opposite direction. I think we just have different trends now.
Yeah.
It would be interesting to see. It would be interesting to, like, lay it out year by year kind of a thing and say, like, what was popular and diverse at the time, you know? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, this is the subject of my dissertation for my doctorate.
When you get your second master's degree.
Oh, no. I want to be a doctor now.
Alright. You do that.
I just want to be called Dr. Chad. Dr.
Chad. Oh god. That sounds like a horror movie. I don't know. Dr. Chad.
Well, Dr. Chad definitely sounds like someone who sells prescription drugs on college campuses.
Mm-hmm. Like, hey dude, gotta go to Dr. Chad. of a college person.
That's so insufferable. I love it.
Yeah. I want to talk about Billy and Mandy.
Okay, let's talk about Billy and Mandy, because I feel like this will be the last thing we'll have time to talk about.
Yeah, that's fine. That show is definitely one of the shows that fundamentally changed me as a youth.
Elaborate.
It was just like one of those shows that was one of the first like that I really, really got into as a show for some reason. Like same with Shaolin Showdown, I think, because it was like right around that time that I was getting into television and I was still young enough to be like, oh, cartoons are the only thing I should be watching right now, and getting like into shows as a show rather than just like casual watching.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I remember watching the pilot that they originally made that came on Cartoons, like that little special they had, which was like their way of trying to figure out which cartoons kids were actually interested in. And I remember one being really good because, like, it was like the hamster died and then they had to play a wager with death so that they could get his soul back.
They had to play a limbo game.
Yeah. Which was hilarious.
My favorite thing is that Grimm is
Jamaican.
Yeah, I was gonna say Caribbean, but yeah, he's Jamaican. just like somebody was like, "Hey, the Grim Reaper's gonna be a character," and they were like, "Yeah," and he was like, "Oh, and also he's gonna be Jamaican."
I wonder if that
and
was
like, "Yeah."
I wonder if that was like actually a thing, or if like they were in the studio with the voice actor, and he was like, "I'm gonna just do a Jamaican accent." And they were like, I love it, let's do it.
Well, yeah, that's actually, if that is true, yeah, that would be amazing if that was true. I know it is actually a black guy, so props to that.
Yeah. That was a great, like, random thing that they decided to do. I know I have on my list here, because you laughed at me when I showed it to you, Spider Dad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
because
yeah.
Because that's literally my favorite running gag, is that Billy hates spiders and then literally became the surrogate father to this giant spider.
Named Jeff.
Yeah, and this spider loves him. He's just like, I love you, Dad. And then Billy will actively say, I hate you. I want you dead.
Oh my god. It is such a good running gag.
Like, talk about someone projecting their own life onto something. I swear that is directly from someone's life. They're like, no matter what I do for my dad, he's always like, I hate you.
Oh my god. I just love it. His name is Jeff.
I know, it's Jeff. Such a like normal name.
So good.
Much like how it is really funny, because it's kind of like how you were texting me about Voltron, and you're like, I can't believe this character's name is Keith.
I can't get over that his name is Keith. Like, I just can't. And you know what I was thinking about, too, when I was watching it the other night, is that you and I have talked about the fact that our moms have both dated guys named Keith, because I was like, Keith is, like, someone's stepdad, you know? Like, everybody else's name is, like, Lance and Pidge and like Shiro. They're like cool, like sci-fi names, you know, even if like they're goofy, they're like sci-fi names, and then it's just like fucking Keith. It's like someone's goddamn dad. I don't
Whose stepdad is that?
Who invited their stepdad to this?
Although if one of the paladins of Voltron was a stepdad, that would be really funny.
I feel like if it was any of them, it would be Shiro. He's, like, the dad.
Yeah, space dad. Anyway, but this isn't about Voltron.
Anyway, hi, welcome back to Voltron Talk. No, I also, I think I have really great memories of Billy and Mandy because I used to watch it with my cousins
mm-hmm.
a lot, who are all guys, and so there were like we got along, but like I felt like when we really bonded, it was like when we were like watching television. And Billy and Mandy was like one of our like favorite shows, and we would just like run around quoting it all the time and annoy the shit out of our parents.
Did you also watch it with your hot cousin? Or at least the one I say is hot.
Oh God. Yes. Yeah, that's like, yes.
Great.
That's the cousin I remember watching it with.
Great. I just wanted to know.
Oh boy. Shout out to my cousin that Chad thinks is hot.
Anyway, no, another funny thing I specifically remember from Billy and Mandy was Eris.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
Because she had, like, this huge gap in her teeth.
She was iconic.
I know. She was an iconic character. Like, also that episode where Mandy smiled and, like, broke their universe and they ended up in the Powerpuff Girls.
She, like, ripped the space-time continuum. Oh, my God. Mandy's another character that I, like, hardcore related to. Still relate to.
I do, too. I think so, I related to her as a child, or, like, as a kid, too.
Yeah.
Because I definitely didn't relate to Billy. I always thought he was an idiot.
Yeah, but he's great.
Sans him being an idiot. Also, his dad is, like, equally as stupid.
Oh, his dad is the funniest. There's that one episode where, like, you somehow find out that his brain is, like, in his hair. Because he has that, like, little, like, poof of hair. And, like, there's, like, one episode where, like, he gets electrocuted and you can see, like, an x-ray of him and his brain is in that little poof of hair.
It's like, why is it up there? Did it migrate?
Oh my God. Who knows?
Classic gags.
There's just so many quotes and stuff from that show that I, like, just find myself, like, I don't know, like, thinking about if somebody says something similar, I'll, like, just think of that quote. And I'm like, what is that? And I'm like, oh yeah, it's from Billy and Mandy. And definitely same with Invader Zim.
Like, yeah.
There are just so many quotes from Invader Zim that I constantly say, and it's, like, the most obscure reference.
I used to love how, at the beginning of every episode of Billy and Mandy, there was that, like, Mandy would come out and do a quote. Like, some kind of, like...
Yeah, and it would be, like, death is on its way. And then it's just so, like, ominous.
Very cryptic.
Yeah.
And then, wasn't there also, like, this tentacle monster character?
There was definitely an episode where they fought a tentacle monster, yes.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, he was a person, like, he was an actual character at some point, and then he had a son.
Oh, Nurgle.
Yeah.
Nurgle and, Nurgle Jr. What and Nurgle Jr. had a crush on Mandy.
Yeah, what the fuck was Nurgle?
Nurgle was that's a good question. He was like a demon of some sort, and he married, like a regular human, and that's how Nurgle Jr., I think, was born.
Interesting.
Yeah,
I remember that show had a lot of, like, really cool dark themes.
Mm-hmm. I always loved whenever they would, like, go to, like, Grimm's world. Like, they would always just, like, go to, like, hell or the underworld or, like, wherever.
Ugh. So great. They should reboot that show. Actually, a live-action reboot of that show would be fun.
That would be interesting.
Or at least a movie.
Oh, well, they did a movie. Not a live-action one, but the movie is amazing.
I remember they did one. I just don't remember what the plot was.
It's like basically like Billy and Mandy, like, go to divorce court over Grimm.
Oh, now, yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah, and then there's, like, a whole plot where they have to, like, get him back, basically, and they're, like, in hell. Yeah, and, like, they're in court. It's so funny.
Goes to divorce court over your Grim Reaper.
Yeah.
Grim was just a great character. I loved. Especially, like, when he had to become their best friend forever. He just, like, would be in their house doing random stuff.
Well, yeah, I love the fact that, like, I think it's, like, the first couple of episodes where he, like, is kind of, resistant to it. And then, like, after, like, episode three, he's just, like, watching TV with Billy. Like,
yeah, and then he just... Isn't there one point where he doesn't even want to be the Grim Reaper anymore?
I think there's, yeah, there's definitely, like, a few episodes where he's, like, getting tired of his job, basically.
Yeah, I was just wondering that. I'm like, wait, if he was their best friend and he was with them all the time, like, what happened when people would die?
They showed what he did in his, like, I mean, in his, like, actual job. They would, like, show him going around taking people's souls or whatever.
Oh, okay. I didn't remember that. I thought it just, like, he was with them all the time.
Yeah, well, he was. They, like, showed it a few times, and then it was just like, oh, yeah, also he's the Grim Reaper.
Still.
but, yeah, there's also the iconic Christmas... I don't know if it's a movie, but it's, like, a long episode, and it's, like, basically Santa is, like, a vampire, and they have to, like, save Christmas.
I remember that one black vampire.
Oh, yeah, it's Dracula, but he's black.
Wait, did he call himself Blackula?
No, I think he's...
No, okay.
No, I think he is Dracula, but he's a black character.
Yeah, he was like a 70s Dracula, though. It was very funny. Yeah. He's like, Dracula gotta put his teeth in.
He was basically if, like, LeVar Burton played Dracula.
Love it. So, you know, live action casting options.
LeVar Burton. I would love that.
Cartoon Network, I've got an idea for you.
Tweet at us.
Yeah. Well, I feel like this is a good place to stop. We got through a good bit of the list.
Did we? Because your list was
hella long.
Extensive.
Well, we did talk about a lot of the things I had on here, though.
Okay.
I mean, we'll definitely have to talk more in depth about Rocket Power because we didn't really talk about that.
Yeah.
Also, Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Yeah, we didn't even touch on that. Yeah, anyway, stay tuned for part two.
Which is not coming anytime soon, probably.
Nope, it sure isn't. Sure is not. Because... we do whatever we want.
Absolutely.
As always, comment, rate, and subscribe.
Send us your suggestions. Send us a suggestion on what you think our next episode should be.
Chime off in the comments. I'm acting like this is YouTube.
Yeah, I'm like, this is not YouTube.
Well...
No comment there, just, well, yep.
I'm staring at my own face in the little face screen.
Of course you are.
Oh, boy.
So our next episode will be... You're the Worst. No, I'm just kidding.
Aya Cash is here. Yeah, our next episode is Ensemble Cast.
Yes.
Yay!
I kind of want to just, like, start announcing our next episode as if I'm, like, the SNL, like, announcer. That'd be fun.
Amy Poehler!
Ensemble cast! Tina Fey!
There's that one joke from 30 Rock where, like, the announcer has a stroke and he's, like, saying all the names really garbled and he's like,
love it.
Oh, man.
Musical guest! Childish Gambino!
You know, he died.
Childish Gambino?
No, Don Pardo.
Oh.
The old announcer from...
Well, whoever they got to replace him kind of sounds like him.
Yeah, I mean, it's not... I mean, you could do it.
True. It's true.
Yeah.
I guess it's a good
job.
Yeah. It's not like the movie phone guy. Wait, whatever happened to the movie phone guy?
He also died.
Oh. Well, this is a somber note to end on.
No, I have no idea. I was just making that up. We should end the scene.
Before we just start talking about people who die.
I don't think he died. I don't know. I'm making things up.
Well, anyway.
For the laughs. For the lols.
The funny thing is I think he did actually die.
Probably. Again, Google it. We don't have time.
Yes. Tune into our next episode. As always, thanks for listening.
We love you. Bye.
Bye.